Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace.
Got a big question for our audience today.
Extraordinary place.
About our economy.
Yeah. The stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Big old land with countless dreams.
Feeling it on a Tuesday? Beautiful.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Going to be 88 degrees today. It's going to be a hot one. It's kind of nice for me, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I finally get a little summer.
Yeah.
Think you happy?
The last week was a nice spring, didn't you think? Well, I guess spring was about 10 days in there.
Yeah. We kind of jumped right
I think
right
there's still
the
ice on the lakes up in northern Minnesota. No, I'm kidding.
82 in the oil patch today. Partly cloudy skies. It'll be a little warmer than that here in the valley. With 88 forecasted, partly cloudy skies. So there you go, a little bit of summer to come. Question for you today, how's the economy? A new national poll. The reason I ask this question is because a new national poll says a whopping 76% believe America's economy is in poor condition. Only 24% of folks thought the economy was in good shape. We tend to buck those national trends here a little bit, but that's why I asked the question. I'm curious. Is our economy in poor condition? Yes or no? Just give me a simple vote. Call us at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. We've got a good chunk of this hour to talk about just that. Anything else on your mind? Next hour, Todd Bensman will join us for another update from the border. He's our go-to guy. We'll get a chance to assess how things are going there with the changes that came from Title 24 and Title, what's the new one, Title 8? That now Title 24 was lifted?
Not sure.
Yeah, it's a few changes there, and we'll get an update from Todd on how that's going. Plus, we're going to chat with some folks from North Dakota's premier hyperbaric oxygen treatment location, HBOT, Hyperbaric Oxygen Treatment, Swanson Hyperbarics. Life-changing, game-changing treatment with HBOT. We're going to talk to Dr. Arden Beachy later this hour. He's the medical director, and some of the other pros from Swanson Hyperbarics next hour as well. So, all that on the program today we call What's on Your Mind. Somebody wants to know how you update the app. Pretty simple. Kevin, you mentioned earlier that the app needs to be updated. Tell us why.
That's probably above my pay grade. I'll ask main man Gabe about that. But I think you uninstall it and reinstall it is how you would do it.
Now, if I just go to the...
You push and touch and hold it. On the, it's an Android thing. It wasn't a problem with the iPhone thing, I guess. But you're the provider. But you touch it and hold it, and it says uninstall. Just uninstall it, go back to where you chose from, reinstall it. Should be good. But as I understand from Gabe, man. But I'll ask him.
Yeah, and usually what I do is go to the App Store and just type in
WZFG.
AM 1090, AM 1100.
KTGO, yep.
Yeah.
Or, yep.
Whatever one you're using. And it pops up, and then it'll say it needs an update, and I just pop on the update. So,
I just emailed Gabe back. We'll see what he says.
Yeah,
Gabe Arino.
So, there you go. I'm updating as we speak. So, App Store, whatever you're listening to, AM 1100, WZFG or AM 1090 KTGO right there in the App Store. There you go. Easy way to update the app, go to the App Store. And you said this is an Android update, right? So you only need to worry about this if you're an Android, although I'm an Apple user, and it just said Apple needed an update as well, so I did it. Type in the name of the app and then hit update. It updates it. Simple as that.
Yep. He said our streaming provider pushed out an update in the last few days to address the issues that were getting reported. So is it just uninstall and install? Yep. Update right there when you get it.
Okay. We're saying two different things here. I'm saying update it. You're saying uninstall.
Oh, if you get an update when you go to the store where our app is, you can do that. But you're right. Whatever works. I wasn't sure about it. My thing would be I would just uninstall it and reinstall it. But
would you?
Yeah.
I just update it.
But if it says update, just do that. There you go.
I said Title 24 earlier. It's Title 42, by the way, and Title 8. Those are the two new ones. So we're going to check in with Todd Benzman at the border on that coming up on the program. How's our economy in this country?
Not booming. I mean, it's chugging along, but I don't, my take on it.
Would you say poor condition?
I would
not here.
Certain parts of it, that's for sure.
Not here, probably.
We don't see it as much here, but, the world's addicted to potatoes and sugar, so we're pretty good in our part of the world. And corn.
Washington Examiner story, three out of four people believe the economy's in poor condition.
Yeah.
A whopping 76% believe America's economy is in poor condition, according to this new poll. 24% indicated the economy was in good shape, which is down from 30% in April, illustrating an increasingly pessimistic outlook on the country's state of affairs. This is Associated Press, Center for Public Affairs Research Survey. Views of the economy differed by political persuasion. Oh, interesting. 41% of Democrats deeming its conditions positive, compared to only 7% of Republicans. Overall, only 21% of adults feel the country is going in the right direction, including just 36% of Democrats, just 7% of Republicans. Think of that. About one-third of Democrats think the country is going in the right direction. That's bad for old Joe Biden.
Oh, right?
Really bad.
Think about things going in a direction, like a cruise ship. At one point, the American cruise ship was 5-star, and you get on the boat, and you're immediately taken care of, and it's all good, and we are top of our game. Now you get on, here's a bologna sandwich and a bottle of water. We're still on course. The boat's still moving along, but here's your bologna sandwich. Nothing's available for you, and there's no water in the pool. But, hey, you're on a cruise ship, and it's going. We're moving through we're chugging along here. That's the problem. We're playing mediocre ball.
Without question. And when Democrats see that, it's not good for the home team there.
It's all inside baseball, man.
40% approval rating overall. 75% of Democrats favoring his performance compared to 5% of Republicans. Yet, only a third of Democrats think we're going in the right direction.
Well, what drives the economy? Innovation, jobs, here, at home, energy production. I mean, we've outsourced all of that. So I don't know how you see a win when it comes to our energy or our manufacturing. I mean, thank goodness they canceled NAFTA.
On the economy, Biden has...
Trump did, I should say.
33% approval on the economy. 33% approval to 66% disapproval. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Say it ain't so, Joe. Things are not looking good.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, enough with the hairy legs.
That's the national poll. Now the question is, what do you think? How's our economy? You tell me it's 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. What is on your mind today besides the economy and how things are going? You tell us today on the program, and there's a few texts that have come in already. I click correctly. Updating apps. Usually what I do is give the phone to my granddaughter. You can do that too. You can hand it on over. Scott, in that poll, how do respondents view their own personal economic situation? I think it asks. I can dig into the data here if you want me to. We have 51 economies. The Fed economy has been run into the ground.
Well, there's that. Well, hey, now, wait a minute. KJP says that we're all...
There continues to be real differences between the parties on these issues. We've been clear about what the president's priorities are and his belief that we should come together to continue the economic progress we've made and invest in the future while also cutting wasteful spending and cutting the deficit.
Invest.
Sounds like a word salad that means absolutely nothing.
Invest. We're cutting. Cutting and investing.
Every time she talks.
No. What?
My goodness. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
Every day's a revolution. Pull it together and it comes on.
What's On Your Mind brought to you by Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. Let me tell you what you need to know about Chose Investments. They are the go-to source when you're looking at land. That's probably numero uno, but industrial projects, retail projects as well. But land is their legendary expertise. It really is. Commercial real estate, sales and leasing, investing for success, building for a future. If you're looking at land development, JosInvestments.com, KJOS Investments.com, right here in the Red River Valley and beyond. 21 past 9 o'clock on the program. Do you know who the president of South Korea is, Kemp? Probably not many people are familiar with who that is.
No, actually.
President Yoon.
Yes.
Y-O-O-N.
Yep.
Okay? That's who he is. Listen to Joe Biden over there at the summit in Japan.
I've spoken at length with President Moon of South Korea. He came to Washington of late.
What did he say? I don't think he said Yoon. I think he said Loon. I
mean,
let's see if we can hear this one more time. Go ahead, Joe.
I've spoken at length with President Moon of South Korea. He came to Washington of late. I've spoken at length with President Moon of South Korea.
Sounds like Loon to me.
He came to Washington of late. I've spoken at length with President...
I think I heard a Loon in there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hey, the President of South Korea is here, sir. Ah, come on, man. All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
And he knows him very well. He's spoken at length with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look it up.
Spoken at length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No lie. Not lying. True story.
Yesterday, speaking of our economy and how it's doing, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and Joe Biden had a meeting at the White House to try and get a deal done. Now, Joe Biden's been kicking the can down the road since February on this. Actually, probably since January, because the Speaker of the House was sworn in January, you remember, after that contentious fight, and started talking about getting ahead of this debt limit debate. Now we're at the 11th hour again, and mainly because Joe Biden went months without meeting. So they finally meet yesterday, and Kevin McCarthy talks about what we can do to make the economy stronger after that meeting. Listen to this. Pretty good.
I would hope at the end of the day, when you would sit back and look, that the Democrats said they would never negotiate, that it would just be a clean debt ceiling. I think those in America would say, good job. You know what? It's not that. So when you talk to your grandchildren, what are you going to tell them? You know what? There's hope. There's hope because they finally woke up that they got a spending problem. There's hope because there's people who are willing to do something about it, but not just do something about it, but fight for them. So what I want to tell you, the American people, I will not give up on you. This won't solve all the problems, but this is the first step, and I'm going to come back the next day and get the next step. So I would hope that we could get everybody on both sides out to vote for it, to actually put their partisanship aside and think of the grandchildren. Think of that child born today that got a $94,000 bill. How can you sit there and say, oh, I'm going to spend more of their money? Let's stop that. Let's make this economy stronger. Let's take care of the debt that we acquired because we have a responsibility to pay it. And let's stop doing this by the deadline, worrying whether we're going to make it. We'll make better policy.
I love that. And I wish Republicans would talk more about that, because I think you'd gain more people to their side on why this debate is so important. And mind you, what they're looking to do is to simply say, time out. We're going to spend what we spent last year. We're not going to continue to do this. And his line about thinking of a child born today that got a $94,000 bill for the national debt, I think that's the way you wake people up. Isn't it, Kev?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. Every child born today got a $94,000 price tag on what they owe on the national jet, on the national debt.
And a quarter mil if you're a taxpayer at this point.
Wow.
When you look at, and this whole debt ceiling thing is, of course, you know me, I've been digging into a number of things about how much tax money is wasted in this country. You know, the U.S. has lost almost $2.4 trillion in simple payment errors over the last two decades. Billions more being wasted every year on needless and duplicative programs, wasteful spending by the government, health, all across all specters. The U.S. government wastes billions every year. They're so dysfunctional. It's like one of the quotes in one of the articles I read, it's like the government is just lost. And if you dropped it on the sidewalk, trillions and trillions of dollars over the last few decades would just fall out, you know. This money was stolen. It's unbelievably wasteful and nonsense. It's, well, but you're going to cut a trillion over 10 years. Sure you are.
And back to the economy. This is going to be a drag on the economy until we rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep.
And do it.
Period. We'll figure it out. I mean, we will. Well, fund and mandatory, about two-thirds of the budget is mandatory appropriations. Medicare, so they're going to tell you they want to default on your Social Security. Not true. Not true. That money has got to be spent on that. It's mandated.
You'll be happy to know, Kev, that the vice president. Why are you laughing?
You lost me there. But go ahead. I'll be happy to know that, she's not going to...
She's speaking out about all this.
Oh, well.
She's taking a stand, I guess.
I need some enlightenment.
You do?
Let's hear it.
All right, here. This is pure enlightenment.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, this is exactly what you wanted to hear from Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States. Wait for it.
Without semiconductors, your smartphone would not be a smartphone. It would be a paperweight that occupies a big space in your pocket.
Oh, my Lord. Is she talking to kindergartners?
Talking to 5-year-olds.
Obviously trying to talk about the importance of semiconductors and building more capacity for that and stating the absolute obvious here.
Without semiconductors,
yes,
your smartphone would not be a smartphone.
Duh.
It would be a paperweight that occupies a big space in your pocket.
Oh, my Lord.
If your blender didn't have the spinny little blade things in the bottom... It would be a paperweight.
Be a big glass.
It would be a blender.
Big cup. Paperweight.
What is going on?
Who writes this stuff for her? They clearly are laughing their butt off.
No.
I guess put this in a speech. See if she'll say that. Oh, she's doing it. She's doing it. Oh, my God. She's doing it. She is doing it.
You know, really.
She read it.
Kennedy said it best about her.
You ought to put down the bong.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, friends, back at it with another segment of What's On Your Mind. Still to come, by the way, your wellness. Swanson Hyperbarics, great experts today on the program. Stay tuned for that.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency to stop a school choice bill in his state legislature.
It's time to declare a state of emergency for public education in North Carolina. There's no executive order like with a hurricane or the pandemic, but it's no less important. It's clear that the Republican legislature is aiming to choke the life out of public education.
Former Democrat, now Republican State Representative Tricia Cotham responded saying school choice like charters must evolve as one size fits all in education is wrong for children. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy both said they had a productive debt ceiling discussion late yesterday at the White House, but there's no agreement as negotiations did not raise the nation's borrowing limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced June 1st is when the nation will run out of money. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. We're in the PetroServe USA studios. By the way, Friday we'll be live at the Harwood location with What's on Your Mind to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. If you're headed out, cruising 29, swing on in for some of that home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA, great location there in Harwood. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chicken pot pie. 12th Avenue and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish. NP Avenue, Swedish Meatballs, PetroServe USA. This is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. It's the way to go for lunch today. Orange chicken in Glendon. Steak tips with gravy on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just got a release from the Fargo Police Department that last night at 11:19 p.m., the Fargo Police Department was dispatched for a report of gunshots heard in the 4400 block of 9th Avenue Southwest. When officers arrived on the scene, a juvenile male was found deceased from a gunshot wound. A handgun was found lying on the ground next to him. The initial investigation indicates multiple individuals were involved in an altercation and fled the scene prior to the Fargo police officers arriving. The Fargo Police Department is actively investigating the incident to identify all parties involved. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Red River Regional Dispatch Center at 701-451-7660. Anyone with information encouraged to contact Red River Regional Dispatch, 701-451-7660. Anonymous tips can be submitted by texting the keyword Fargo PD, all one word, Fargo PD, and the tip to 847-411. 847-411 for anonymous tips by text to Fargo PD, 847-411. That's disturbing. Juvenile male dead after an altercation evidently involving multiple individuals last night, 4400 block of 9th Avenue Southwest. Just getting details on that from Fargo PD as they continue to investigate that. Sadly, a not too uncommon occurrence in North Dakota's largest city. You hear that fairly regularly. And we report on it, and we say, what the heck is happening? And then we forget about it, and then the next one happens. To tell us what's on your mind today. Text us at 701-237-1590. We started talking about the economy and whether you think it's as bad as some of these national polls believe here. How is our economy here? is the question. Texter says, good morning. State Senator Wendy Rogers in Arizona put together a piece of legislation that does not need to be signed by the governor. It makes it illegal for counties in Arizona to use any type of election machine in the federal elections. She claims this is already in force. Hopefully this is something that can be used in all 50 states. Arizona is going through quite the process. I listened to some of the arguments in court over the weekend in the case involving Carrie Lake that Carrie Lake brought. You follow that at all, Kev? The signature verification that they did on some, I want to say 200,000 ballots, if my memory serves me correctly. They had to have a number of people do signature verification on these mail-in ballots to say
that is where you match the signature on the mailed-in ballot to the signature of the registered voter on your voter roll.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the math simply did not work in Arizona because they were doing these, a large number of these, in such a quick amount of time.
3 seconds or less.
It was not possible that you were actually doing it.
Literally 3 seconds or less. Was 2.99 seconds was the longest they found anyone that they took time to look at. It was basically click, 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 click.
Yeah, so they were not doing the signature verifications on a huge amount of these. That's just one case, Carrie Lake bringing that there. And they did have issues with the machines breaking down, etc., on election day. So this is why Arizona is right now ground zero. Another listener says, I do a lot of work with the trucking industry. Trust me, business is down. North Dakota is usually sheltered from bad economies, but not this time around. Interesting point. That's exactly what I'm looking for. 271-1100, 237-1590 is North Dakota's economy mirroring that of the national economy in tough shape. Let us know. Kevin in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school 30 years ago, part of our government classes and econ classes, they gave us a copy of they gave us a basic version of the U.S. government budget and said, balance it and try and save money on it. Why don't they just go back to making the government do that again?
They could vote on that. And they have voted on it and come darn close to making it happen. Ironically, for folks who remember Senators Kent Conrad and Senators Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, who fashioned himself as a budget hawk, always had that reputation as the Democrat that was, you know, willing to buck the party a little bit in favor of the, you know, fiscal sanity. But both of them voted against it, and they were the difference in that particular, and that would have been, I want to say 94-ish, 95-ish, somewhere in there. But I'd love to see them bring this up again and make Democrats vote against this. Make them vote against the idea that you have to. If $34 trillion in debt doesn't do it, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I mean, the current amount of debt the United States has is just ridiculous. I mean, this was 30 years ago, and I was actually in California then. But, yeah, they made us... they made it as part of a class. Just sit there and try and figure out how to balance Bill Clinton's budget. And it's just like you had to cut spending in certain spots to make room to cover everything and still possibly come out with a surplus.
We ought to demand it, Kevin. We ought not take no for an answer.
We should.
Should be the most important thing of any election. Are you for a balanced budget amendment, yes or no?
Oh, yes, please.
Please.
You know, if we actually spent our money prudently and efficiently and as we should, this country, the streets would be paved with gold, for crying out loud. I mean, how long do they keep kicking? And how many cans are we kicking down the road on so many things?
Well, that's the other thing, yeah. I mean, look at roads, for
yeah,
one.
Yeah, pick one. Bridges. I mean, all of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was listening to a member of the Virginia legislature who's a conservative. He has his own podcast on YouTube, but they brought up what's been happening with the budget over the last probably since 50 years, since they got off the gold and silver standards, that we've been debt spending every single year, virtually every year, since we went off gold and silver as the backing of our currency.
Yep.
And it's almost a straight line going down.
You're making some great points, Kevin.
Absolutely crazy.
And hopefully it's waking a few folks to the situation and to pay attention to what that budget is and not just sleepwalk through politics on this because...
Sleepwalk through life, yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly right. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Texter says, what nationality was that young individual that was found dead? I do not know the answer to that question. All I have from the Fargo Police Department is juvenile male found deceased from a gunshot wound. And I'm not sure. Well, I would say it just doesn't matter. You know, you've got a juvenile dead. And some people that know what happened, that were there, that fled. So, investigation underway. Get some more of your texts in here at 701-237-1590. I read something this morning that said the Arizona signature case was dismissed. I have not heard anything about that. The closing arguments were just happening Friday, I think. Yeah, I don't know how in the world that could be dismissed.
Right.
Do a little checking, though, to see if there's any news on that front. Build Back Better. Welcome to Joe Biden's America. Yeah, exactly right. A trucker saying business is way down. What'd they say again? Do a lot of work with the trucking industry. Trust me, business is down. North Dakota trucker. Build Back Better. Welcome to Joe Biden's America.
It just seems like there's, I mean, with what's the national average of gas right now is 364. The AAA, it's Troby Lumber. The AAA average is 354. I'm seeing 349 around our neighborhood, and here comes Memorial Day weekend. If you want to talk about how the economy's doing, how the gas prices, and that'll tell you how the economy's doing. Everything is affected by that. And until we get back to drill, baby, drill, nothing changes.
A couple of quick things here before the break. One, a CBS News report is saying that a judge yesterday dismissed the only remaining legal claim in Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her loss in last year's race for Arizona, affirming the election of Democrat Katie Hobbs. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson said Lake failed to prove her claim that Maricopa County did not verify signatures on mail ballots as required by law. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. Everybody's owned by the cartels down there.
Could you have done it any better?
Yeah, no.
When you're showing that they expect to verify signatures in a nanosecond?
Yep.
Wow.
Nope. Yeah. Yep. No, it's
unbelievable.
Don't think for a second that the cartels don't have and don't own everything down there.
And another reminder to all farmers out there comes from a listener. All the farmers out there seeding using anhydrous ammonia to be exceedingly careful. A friend of mine was severely burned in a tank explosion yesterday. Thank God for neighbors.
Oh, man.
ER and medevac crews, please be careful. Thank you for that.
Thoughts and prayers for your friend.
Good reminder. Absolutely. Bud Light says the economy's not so good right now, says another listener. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Degree day on the way. Might be a good day to think about a splash super pool. You can enjoy every day made better with a splash super pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The super pool is made in the USA. It comes in 11 different sizes and shapes. Turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. It sets up in less than an hour. So for as little as $50 per month, everything included, you've got a backyard paradise. Come check it out. North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997, the Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Arden Beachy is with us from Swanson Hyperbarics. He's a Bison Hall of Famer. Great QB back in the mid-90s there. And now he's a Hall of Famer at Swanson Hyperbarics, the medical director there. Dr. Beachy, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Don't get carried away with those introductions, though.
Well, we remember. We remember the good old days, that's for sure.
And let's talk a little bit about hyperbarics. What do you want people to know about it?
I want people to know that it's kind of a unique therapy because it's kind of painless, and it's something that should be available to more people, and they should know more about it because it fits a gap, I think, in the treatment paradigm from allopathic medicine to homeopathic medicine.
It's a great point on your part about how the treatment is literally laying on a table in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which is fully glass, so you can, you know, you don't feel like you're in a closed-in chamber, and it's oxygen, right? So explain what this hyperbaric oxygen treatment is and does.
Well, it's 100% oxygen, and we have mono chambers, which means a person's just going to fit in there themselves, not with a group of people. And we'll simulate what the pressure would be below sea level at a certain level. Different diagnoses give you different treatment protocols, but you know you don't feel the pressure. Everyone always asks me that. Does it hurt? No. If your ears can adjust, just like when you go underwater, you dive down in a swimming pool, your ears start feeling some pressure. If you're able to adjust your ears, which most people can do, it's pretty well tolerated. And then you get to the certain pressure you're supposed to be at for your treatment, and you kind of just sit there, watch TV, sleep, stretch, rest, and that's about all it entails. But it does a lot of good things.
What most impresses you in their interaction you've had with patients about the good things it does do?
Well, I mean, it has things that they weren't in there diving for that it helps improve. If someone was diving, let's say, for persistent COVID symptoms, all of a sudden they'll get out and within two or three dives and say, my joints feel better, I'm not waking up in the morning sore, my flexibility is better. And I can, you know, my son Turner was 14 last year at the end of track season. This time last year, he had an avulsion fracture where the attachment of his hamstring came off as the ischial tuberosity, and he was probably about a millimeter away from having surgery. And I brought him in here to dive, and he could barely put weight. He was limping so bad they kind of had to help him up to the table. And by the third dive, if I didn't know he was injured, you wouldn't have been able to tell. That's how much it decreased inflammation, took his pain down, decreased tissue edema, and just started him on the path of healing. That was just very, very impressive. And we see that all the time.
So athletes should keep this in mind as a treatment.
Yeah, as Paul, our head CHT, Leo Taji Soon, says, you got a state-of-art facility here that has a lot to offer, and there's at least 27 schools, last time I checked, in the Fargo-Moorhead area, three colleges, and they have this at their disposal, and they should be using it all the time, just for sprains, fractures. If they have to go on for surgery pre and post op, it's very effective in getting people back on track and return to play.
So, is that something we should think about too, to use this pre and post surgery for different ailments?
Yeah, it does. It really oxygenates all your tissues, and it does that by the plasma, which carries the blood cells. That usually doesn't carry a lot of oxygen, and so it hyperoxygenates that plasma and brings it all over the body. So it sets you up well when you're going into procedure, that your tissues are well oxygenated, and it keeps inflammation down. And it also works as an antimicrobial, especially against anaerobic bacteria, which surgeons like, because that's one of the complications that can happen when you have surgery. So it has a lot of benefits.
I would really encourage folks to have a consultation with Dr. Beachy and the team at Swanson Hyperbarics if you hear anything in this that, hey, that might be exactly the thing that I need, because they can really help you through how it's helped others as well. 701-929-3930 is the number to call and schedule that, or you can go online to swansonhyperbarics.com. This is all about wellness. I'm passionate about the wellness topic. I think HBOT has life-changing treatment available to folks, and why not take advantage of it? Find out more about it. Learn its history, which we'll talk about a little bit next hour as well. The history and the safety of the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. 929-3930 is the number. SwansonHyperbarics.com. Dr. Beechey, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
We're going to talk to you again. We'll talk to you next hour as well. Talk a little bit about combining hyperbarics with other therapies that are there. More of our conversation with the good folks from Swanson Hyperbarics coming up next hour.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.